With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Edward Coney live for the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are on the free Odyssey app, good Wednesday morning. An important night last night for both the Mets and Yankees. Aaron Judge finally does it. Number 62 as he stands alone in the Yankee record books or the American League record books, and many considering him the clean home run champion with the home run last night in Texas. And the Mets officially are done in the NL East. The Atlanta Braves celebrate yet again another NL East division title. And I can't remember, in all my years of sports disappointment with the teams that I root for, and there are a lot of them, I can't remember feeling exactly like this, where the team is really, really good. One of the best teams I have seen in my lifetime, but I feel terrible about them right now heading into the postseason. I can't remember a time like that where I know the team is good, I know they have a shot, but at the same time, I'm really angry with them, and I feel like crap about the season. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know, I think you need a sports therapist. I really do. I figured today coming in, the realization that Friday starts with the Padres, the fact that they won 100 games, the fact that they swept the doubleheader on a day, which we didn't think that they were even going to be able to play, and that first inning in the second game last night was awesome against a crappy team. I get this is what they should have been doing to crappy teams earlier, and we wouldn't be sitting here thinking about, okay, we're playing in the wild card round. But it is what it is. It's reality. They won 100 games. Which is amazing. They've had amazing moments this year, both positive and negative, which is what a baseball season is supposed to deliver. We talked about being relevant come October. Here we have two baseball teams that are relevant. We have one of the greatest baseball players of our lifetime doing something spectacular. And Gerrit Cole, by the way, did something spectacular last night with a strikeout record for the Yankees. Out doing Ron Guidry. Now, he pitches in a different era for, you know, so maybe that has something to do with it. But, hey, that was a great night for the Yankees. They split the doubleheader. They get the rest now. It'll be interesting to see if Aaron Judge is in the lineup today and see whether or not he gets a chance to hit another home run and kind of maybe take a little bit of the value off of the 62nd home run.
Yeah, maybe.
I thought yes should have been a little bit. I know they were all over Aaron Judge, which is fine. And I think it's important. We all wanted to see Aaron's reaction. We all wanted to see how his teammates were reacting. We wanted to see how his mom and dad were reacting. All of that. That's great. I also wanted to see the guy who caught the ball earlier.
Well, you had to go, and they probably are not. They're not going to care about that, the Yes Network. But Twitter was all over it. And you found out, I mean, I'm sure you read about the guy now.
Yeah.
His name's Corey Humans.
Guy's got a pretty good life.
Yeah, he does have a pretty good life. He's married to a Dallas area sports reporter who was a contestant on The Bachelor.
Very good looking.
He is a financial guy.
He's very good looking. She's very good looking.
Right.
He's got money. He works for, you know, a financial investment firm.
He does. Now, the Bob Nightingale tweet, that guy's wrong about everything. It's absolutely amazing how wrong he is about everything. He's like, he manages a firm that has $197 billion that they deal with. No, he's like a branch manager of that firm. He's not the CEO of this firm that manages $197 billion.
Now, the CEO does all the television commercials where they only make money when you make money.
Right.
So I wonder if this is going to go into their portfolio.
So I'm assuming he kept the ball. I didn't see anything last night or this morning.
No, he's keeping it.
That he got a jersey or a picture or a Polaroid with Aaron Judge. So he's ended up keeping the ball. And whether he needs the money or not, no one's turning down $2 million, no, or more, because it could be more. There's a
auction house out there that offered right away $2 million, so they think it's going to be more than $2 million.
So he was whisked away by MLB security.
Whisked, yeah.
They authenticated the ball, mm-hmm. and he has the ball.
That's right.
And it looks like he will end up selling the ball. Now, he works for an investment firm. And like I said, they make money when we make money.
That's right, only.
So
right.
I'm sure that a number of his colleagues are advising him what to do and then where to put his money right now.
Yeah, and there he was, front row with the glove, nailed it, caught it, got his opportunity. There was another guy who took a chance and jumped over the railing just in case the ball fell there. He did not get a chance at the ball. He might have been arrested, and he probably sprained his ankle in the process. But the guy took a risk. He said, this ball might land, and then this guy just jumps right down there. No. I got to give him credit because he knows how much it's worth. But, you know, it's not easy, man, when you're Corey Humans, even when you're sitting right there, to be able to catch that ball with all the pressure on you, and he did it. So good for him. He earned it.
Well, I mean, from the way it looked like everybody knew he had it.
Yeah.
Nobody jumped him.
No. Nope.
Everything was fine. I'm wondering if that would have been the same way had that happened in Yankee Stadium. I would think it had to because the guy had a glove on.
Yeah, it probably would have, but I don't know. I mean, you saw the scramble for number 60. Now, that was not caught by somebody with a glove, but you saw the scramble. And there was a video of a Yankee fan who was sitting next to Corey Humans right after it that he put up on Twitter. And he was like, hey, I'm standing next to the guy who caught the ball here. Show me the ball. And this Corey Humans is smart. He had it in his glove, and he never opened the glove. He just showed him the ball, like, just in a little crack of the glove. He didn't open it up because then someone could come in and grab the thing. But
yeah, you know what? I mean, personally, I was just sitting there. I wanted to see it. I wanted to see Corey who caught it. Mm-hmm. We didn't see it for a while.
Yeah, no, right. And yes, you didn't see it for a while. Most of that
and
stuff.
And they cut away from it. I mean, the ball, and they cut right back to Aaron Judge rounding the bases.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's the story. You know, the story is Aaron Judge.
For a lot of fans, the story is.
Yeah.
You know, who caught it and what is he going to do with it?
No, I agree. But a lot of that played out on social media. For the Yes Network, it's going to be all about Aaron Judge. He can exhale. I would, even though they've got the 5 days off guaranteed into the ALDS, I would still give him the day off. I mean, this he could say what he wants about not thinking about it. This was a grind for him. It's got to be a huge exhale. Another extra day would do him well. I would not have him play in this game. And who the hell knows? Even though he stayed healthy the entire year, it's a meaningless game in all shapes and forms. You don't need him out there and then something freakish happens. Just sit him on a bench and we'll
triple
see.
Triple crown. He's going for the triple crown.
Who cares? It doesn't matter,
oh,
man.
Okay. Well, maybe.
Doesn't matter.
You know, to you, maybe it doesn't matter.
You got a better chance. What if he goes 0 for 5? Then all of a sudden you hurt your chance.
What happens if it goes 5 for 5?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to happen. It's not going to go 5.
But I will also say, you know what, for you know all Yankee fans out there, through the muck and mire that was, you know, August and September, mm-hmm. really, really July and August, I mean, here you are, you know? You got one of your best players in the history of your franchise setting an American League home run record. You have your team and their pitching staff lined up the way you want it. Maybe your bullpen is going to be light. Now, you got to believe that Herman's going into the bullpen. That's what I believe. And then hopefully that will help fortify what's going on. You don't have a closer, is what you don't have. Like a real dedicated closer. So Aaron Boone's going to have to mix and match, like you were saying yesterday. But and then for us Mets fans, yeah, there's a little level of disappointment that they didn't win, and now they're going to have to go the long way.
Yeah, I think it's more than a little. And last night, you got sucked back in a little bit because you know that the Braves lost the first game against the Marlins. The Mets win their first game, and you're watching the Braves and Marlins start the second game as the Mets are wrapping up a victory in game one. The Mets come out 7-0 right away in the second game, and the Marlins had opportunities. Now, the Braves had a ton of opportunities as well. It felt like they had first and second, nobody out, one out a million times in this game and never really broke through. And the Marlins had bases loaded, two outs in the bottom of the eighth, and you get a pop out to short. And then the final inning, two strikeouts and a fly out to right. Now is the end of it. And the Marlins end up losing 2-1 to the Braves, and the Braves celebrate. But I mean, I was into it last night still because I thought maybe today we would actually have an opportunity in the Mets winning in the way that they were yesterday. I was thinking all you need is just one inning from the Marlins, and we're going into today with a chance to win the division again. So you basically got punched in the face twice over the weekend and then again last night.
The way you got to look at this now is you got to win first two games. You got to win those first two games. And the reason you have to win those first two games is because you got to be ready for the Dodgers. I'd much rather play the Dodgers in a short series than a seven-game series. I'd rather have to only win three games as opposed to four games. It's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. If in fact the Mets do beat the Padres, and I'm not saying they are going to beat the Padres, I'm just saying it's not going to be easy.
Yeah,
is that the Padres are a good team, man. They got a good lineup. They got good pitching. And it's like the Padres coming into the playoffs, they probably realized 6 weeks ago that they weren't winning the division. There was no chance.
Oh yeah,
maybe longer than that.
Yeah.
So they were just kind of coasting along thinking, we just got to get in. And once we get in, we believe we have a team. That's why I think them, the Mariners, and the Blue Jays are the three interesting teams to me that are wild card teams. That now that the Mets are wild, I'm still having a hard time wrapping around.
I know. I mean, it's going to be your first place the entire year. It's unbelievable that they're in this situation. I mean, it really is. And the reality is this. Now, we all know that they still have it all in front of them. Anything can happen, blah, blah, blah. But if they end up losing to the Padres, every single good moment of this 100-win season, potentially 101-win season, evaporates. Nobody's going to remember a damn thing about what happened this year. Pete Alonso's 40 home runs, Jeff McNeil having a great season, maybe winning the batting title, Max Scherzer's first season as a Met, Jacob deGrom coming, and all these things. Edwin Diaz's remark. Nobody's going to remember a damn thing positively about this season. You remember getting swept by the Cubs, you remember getting swept by the Braves, and you'll remember losing in this series. So they better beat the Padres, because this season will be completely wasted if they do not. And by the way, pressure's on, as we've been saying, because they have the highest payroll in baseball. So if you, and I know the Padres have spent a lot of money, and they're going to spend more money, with Juan Soto. But this is another narrative that's going to be out there if they lose to the Padres. What do the Padres do with the trade deadline? Went all in. What did the Mets do? Get a bunch of tomato cans and tried to piece the thing together with duct tape and string. So, if they lose to the Padres, Billy Epler's ass is going to be on, his ass will be in the jackpot for this as well. So you better win this series, or that'll be pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
By the way, would you play Jeff McNeil? He leads the National League.
I don't care about the goddamn batting race in either league. Who gives a rat's ass?
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
What does that do for you if Jeff McNeil wins the batting title? Jose Reyes was the last time
but he bunted and then took himself out of the game. Okay, that doesn't count.
Whatever.
I mean, Jeff McNeil's leading by four points right now.
Give him a plaque. Give him a silver slugger. I don't care. God. It doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
It does not matter.
It matters to me.
Lying.
Yes, it does.
You are not.
No. I like to see a Met on top for once.
Yeah, but
it's great to see a Met. He actually leads all of Major League Baseball.
Good for him. I hope he gets paid. I hope he takes care of the generations of McNeils.
Did that guy show up down in Atlanta?
He absolutely did. I'm not knocking
that
him.
That is our guy right
he
there.
He is our guy, but he could win the batting title and then go 0-15 in the Padres series. Nobody cares.
Hey, you know what?
It's all about the playoffs. You've been saying it's all about October.
About. But it's also about ending a season on a high note, and certainly he would be one of those guys.
It's about ending a season on a high note. The Mets completely failed that.
Not because of him.
I'm not saying it's because, but just it doesn't matter. It's just some stupid little thing.
It's not a stupid little thing.
Yes, it is a stupid little thing. Who won the batting title last year in the National League?
147.
The year before that. The year before. Nobody cares. Nobody knows. It doesn't mean anything.
You know what? I care. I care because he's our guy, and I want my guy to go out there and win the batting title.
Okay. And then if they lose to the Padres, what are you going to do?
I'll wait till I get there this weekend. Right now, as the season is ending.
Some Team Boomer shirts.
Look.
What are you going to send?
You know what? You are just
what are you going to send? Are you going to send him some swag?
Your anger and your you need a
what are you gonna
therapist.
Do? What are you going to do? I mean, who cares?
It's all
you about.
Do you hear him?
It is all about the Mets winning in the playoffs. That's all that matters.
See, here's the problem.
All that matters.
For you, what's lingering is last weekend. I'm worried about this coming.
And last night, too. I mean, the fact that you had an opportunity, and the Mets did what they did.
They did what they're supposed to do.
So you finally wake up against a bad team and score some runs, but then when it's all on the line, you're choking on your own vomit down in Atlanta. Give me a break. So now, all of a sudden, you know, when you play these crappy teams that you couldn't beat when it actually mattered, like losing to the Nationals 2 out of 3 and getting swept with the Cubs, but now, of course, you know, there's basically no chance of winning the division, the offense wakes up. Good job. Good timing. Perfect. Just win. You better beat the Padres.
Just all I know
is this season is just a complete waste.
Just Al always says that there is a very good chance that these doubleheaders are going to be split. And they swept the doubleheader.
My God, you are just, I don't know what happened to you.
I don't know what happened to you.
I don't know if it's like.
You got to let it go, man. You got to be excited about the playoffs.
All right, but.
Come on.
All right, Friday night.
Yes.
You know, when you're getting ready for that game.
Reposado. Then,
yeah, I mean, that's a spot where you get excited. Today, it's just the worst.
I know, it's the hangover.
Nobody's watching the Braves sell. It should have never been their division. Should have never been their division.
Can't do anything about it now.
I can't ever remember having a team like this and enjoying so much throughout the season and then feeling like this. There's never been. The only thing I could slightly compare it to was 2000 when the Vikings lost to the Giants 41-0. They were 11-2 with 3 games to go. They lost their last 3. So they lost home field advantage to the Giants that year. The Giants ended up being the 1 seed.
And then they got killed.
Then they got their asses kicked in the playoffs. Like, but that was a team that was 11-2 at one point. I thought they were really good. That's the only thing I could kind of compare it to. But even then, going into the playoffs, I'm like, they're not that good. They're just not a good team. But the Mets, I feel like they're a good team, but I feel like they blew it. And now the path is just exponentially more difficult.
The problem for the Mets is just how good the Braves truly are.
Yeah, and one Fliegelman stat that he gave me, and that man is like, you know, full of.
Oh, he missed the last 2 days because he was sick to his stomach. Because what happened?
That's what happened. He took days off because of that.
I think so. He needed a mental break.
Plus scheduling. Right. Yeah. So I don't blame him. So there were 6 teams that had a 10.5 game lead on June 1st,
and the Mets are the only ones that didn't cut. You know.
The Mets are the only ones who didn't win the division. But here's the other part of this that blows your mind. Out of all those teams, Fliegelman went back and looked at every single one of them. The Mets, out of all of them, had the best record from June 1st to the end of the season. So not only were they the only team not to win a division, they actually had the best record out of all those teams that had a 10.5 game lead on June 1st.
So would you say that's still, I know it still comes down to 3 games in Atlanta, and all you have to do is win one of those 3 games, and you're going to win the NL East.
I mean, all of this stuff is true. You know, it's not an either-or black or white thing. You know, the Braves came and played ridiculous baseball, but you know, the Mets had it in front of them. All they had to do was win one game down there to get the tiebreaker and change everything for these 3 games here to end the season. And they couldn't do it.
You know, I love coming to work with you every day. This is kind of like, this is our team.
This is
our locker room.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're all about.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're winners around here.
Yeah, of course. 100%.
So when it comes to the Spanish-speaking station. But we are winners around here. Right. And we like being winners around here. Al, you're a winner, right?
Yes, sir. Winner reporting for duty.
Right. Eddie, winner?
I need winners.
You're a winner, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a winner. Jerry, not so much. You and me, though, we're winners.
Of course.
This is our locker room. But your attitude towards our baseball team, I can't have you in that locker room with that kind of negative attitude. Always with the negative waves. Always.
I have it too.
Yeah, I mean,
they ripped my heart.
We have to
every
stop.
Every self-respecting Mets fan has the same feeling.
They ripped my heart out.
How about
out.
One of these? If I would have told you at the beginning of the year that they were going to win 100 games and they were going to be in the playoffs, would you have been happy? Right. Would you have taken it?
No, absolutely not.
No.
No, that's the worst. Worst argument of all time. Worst argument of all time. You had it in front of you with DeGrom, Scherzer, Bassett, and you blew it. And the stars of this team that carried him the entire year, no showed.
Well, no, Jeff McNeil showed. He could be the batting leader.
He could be the batting leader.
He could end up winning the batting title.
Yeah, that and $1 get you $1.
I listen, he's our guy. I want him to win the batting title.
Okay.
That's all. Is that okay? We're not Friday yet. We're not there yet. We're right now. We have one game left.
Yeah.
He can win the batting title. A New York Met can win a legitimate batting title as opposed to the way that Jose Reyes won it.
Are you going to be there when they...
You were all like pumped up for Johan Santana to throw a no-hitter.
I was.
What did that do for us? Yeah, nothing.
Absolutely nothing. You're right.
And then he was gone.
Yeah, right. No, you're right. It did do nothing for him. But
you were all excited. Oh, my God.
You had that moment because they never did that before.
The Mets threw a no-hitter.
They never did it before.
Who cares?
I mean, well, at that point, I did.
I mean,
because that was a piece of history.
Oh, now all of a sudden
this isn't a piece of history.
History?
This isn't a piece of history.
What history?
You know, it is. It's only no hitter. Well, only no hitter thrown by one guy in Mets history. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I mean, but yeah, it got you nothing. You're right. Got you nothing. Still don't have a championship that I can remember. I was four in 1986, so you still don't have that. That's all I care about right now.
Just
the only thing I care about.
You know what you need to do is you need to think about just how lucky you are that you have the job that you have.
That has nothing to do with the Mets.
To be able to come in here and talk about your beloved Mets.
Of course I know that. I know that every day when I wake up and the alarm goes off. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going in to talk, you know, make penis jokes and talk about sports. That's what I'm doing. That's all I do. It's great. It's awesome. But it has nothing to do with the fact that the Mets still crushed you.
I need you to get this out of your system, man.
I mean, you think about like a guy like Jerry Seinfeld, who's a big Mets fan. That guy's worth probably $1 billion at this point. You're telling me he's thinking like, I'm worth $1 billion. I'm not upset about the Mets. He's probably still upset about the Mets.
How about if you're Steve Cohen and you bought the Mets?
Exactly, and he's worth billions of dollars.
Yeah,
he's still pissed off about the Mets.
All right, well, good. So we're all pissed
off. Francisco Lindor is going to make $340 million guaranteed. I hope he's pissed off about this. Doesn't matter what you're doing or where you are in life. If you're a sports fan, you care about it, you're pissed off.
All right, we're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be there when they slap the 2022 wild card champion banner up there, and you can sit there and you can clap, and then you give Jeff McNeil a little slap on the ass for his batting title. What's that going to get you? Give me a break.
Hey, and as a competitor, how do you feel about the Lamar Hunt Trophy? I mean, come on.
Oh, boy. That's a line.
Seriously.
That's a line cross. That's a line cross right there.
I swear to God, you NARPs are unbelievable. See, this is like NARPian behavior right now. This is what's going on right now. You're letting your NARPian kind of blood run through your body, and you're reacting as such. It's just amazing to me. Like, Jeff McNeil winning the batting title is nothing.
Hey, no. Listen.
That's nothing. The guy showed up down in Atlanta. If everybody would have been like him, we would have beat them 10-0.
And yep. Gee, this feeling by him has long roots.
Hey, you know, we still have the best record in the NFL, if that's any consolation, if you really think about it.
If
you really think about it. Okay, it is Boomer and Gee.
I mean, but you guys, like, this is so negative. God almighty.
All right, by Friday, we'll be fired up. We'll get going by Friday.
I don't know.
I told Al, get a therapist on the phone. Somebody needs to talk to Gee. Somebody needs to talk to him. Somebody has to have. You know, we can set up something after the show today. Just get it off your system.
There is no... I'm seriously, you're the only Mets fan that I know who feels the way you feel. Every other Mets fan that I have talked to is miserable about this.
I'm not. I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. It's over with. You can't look back. You have to look forward. That's all there is to it. And, you know, Bill Belichick says, do your job. We're on to this one. We're on to that one. You know, immediately after a loss, we're on to the next team. We're on to our next conquest. We're on to our next, you know, work. Whatever you want to call it, however you want to describe it. The Mets are in. Last week is done. All we can hope for is that we get another shot at Atlanta. And if we get another shot at Atlanta, it means that we've beaten the Padres and the Dodgers. Most likely, and then we'd see Atlanta. That's what I'm, you know what? That's what I'm hoping for.
I'm hoping for it, too. Of course I am.
That's what I want, because I want another shot at Atlanta when everything's on the line.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. History made last night in Texas, and the Mets finally going down to the Braves officially. Your 2022 NL East champs, the Atlanta Braves, who have won the division, I feel like, every single year I've been alive.
Five in a row. Hey, man.
Five straight. Listen,
we got to pick it up around here,
Five straight.
Well, I'm not a winner, so I don't have to, actually.
Yeah, I know. That was sort of rude.
That was rude.
Well, you aren't in here, so I said that because you aren't in here.
Well, let's get right to
Jerry. I think you're winning at life, Jerry.
I agree with that.
That's why I think out of the other three guys that are in here that you are at least more towards the athletic side of things because you coach, you played, you kind of understand.
This is more like it.
You kind of understand a little bit more. These guys have the Narpian blood running through their veins. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Yeah, no, I hear you.
We're all
just fans at the end of the day.
That's right.
Exactly. And that's why I'm surprised.
You too. With your Rangers.
Yeah. I'm a Met fan too.
Yes.
Come on. I'm a Knicks fan too. I like what I saw last night.
You should.
By the way, did you watch any of the Knicks games?
Did I watch any of the Knicks games?
And how would you feel about this? Hey, you know, we won the President's Trophy. No, we lost the playoffs, but we got the President's Trophy. What the hell is that?
That's not a NARP take. That's a great take.
Yeah, but I'm not I'm talking about going into the games. I'm not talking about the response after the games. So everything is still in front of the Mets that they want to accomplish. It's not going to be easy. They're going to be playing against three. If they win, first of all, the Padres are going to be a pain in the ass. We all know that. I asked G, so what do you think? Oh, you Jarvis is coming in here throwing a two-hander and... You know, and
yeah, he is. Just
Manny
like
Machado's
the last
hitting a grand slam. Juan Soto's hitting five home runs. I'm like, oh my god! So why are they even playing the games with that?
I'm
kind
not
of
sure,
attitude?
Actually. Yeah, I'm not sure why at this point.
I want to see DeGrom go seven innings, two hits, no runs. That's what I
want to
see.
Yeah, I want him to hand the ball to Edwin Diaz.
Yep,
that's what I want to see. And I don't want even Buck to come out to the mound. I just want that exchange to happen.
You just want Buck to stay there.
Yeah, I just want DeGrom to stay there with the trumpets blaring and then hand it right over to Edwin Diaz. That's it.
I don't know. So the disappointment of the weekend, I flushed that yesterday, man. I got that done. I'm over with that.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like there was still a chance. I wanted to come in here today with a chance.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just like, I'm done with that crap. It's all negative. It's all crap. Now I look back and now... I say, okay, they've had a great season. I want McNeil to win the batting title, and I'm looking forward to Friday and Saturday baseball.
All right, there's people who want to hear these Aaron Judge calls.
All right,
I'm
let's
sure,
do it.
So let's get to that.
Brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. Well, the only one I have this hour is John Sterling. Now, this is 50 seconds, but it's pretty good. This is the full call from last night.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record. Aaron Judge hits his 62nd. All the Yankees out of the dugout to greet him. Just think of it. Three Yankee right fielders. The Babe hitting 60 and 27. The Jolly Roger hitting 61 and 61. And now Aaron Judge hits his 62nd home run, the most home runs any American leaguer has hit in a single season. And the American League has been alive for 120 years. This is Judgment Day. Case closed.
Nailed it.
Yeah,
very really good.
Yeah, and Jeff Nelson did not step on the call.
He did not.
He actually didn't say anything as I was continuing to listen to this. And he's like, man, this is kind of bringing tears to my eyes. And that's all he said. So good for him. He laid out, didn't say anything, knew it was John's moment because Susan wasn't there because of the holiday. So very, very good job.
Yep, pretty awesome. The Yankees lose that game 3-2, but Judge with the home run. So some of the post-game sound. Here's Judge, nice accomplishment.
It's been a fun ride so far. You know, getting a chance to do this with the team we got, the guys surrounding me, you know, the constant support, you know, from my family who's been with me there, you know, through this whole thing, it's been a great honor.
And his manager, that's Aaron Boone, who just says, wow.
I found myself like a little kid. Like, the excitement was overwhelming to see the ball go. It wasn't a no-doubter. Thought he got it, but you had to kind of see it still go, and to follow it and to see it go out, I just felt this burst of excitement.
Very cool. The Josh Donaldson hops up on the rail and sits up there. That's kind of neat. So anyhow, they do lose the game, but another record was set too. Garrett Cole beat Ron Guidry's single season strikeout record, although he lost.
Give me my phone and I don't care.
I know.
The best part about this is Guidry has a phone call to the clubhouse afterwards. And he's calling him by his wrong name. So, like, throughout the club, he's like, Garrett! Garrett! And then he stands up. I mean, his name's Garrett. It's not Garrett. And Ron Guidry's trying to congratulate the guy. Doesn't even know his name.
Well, whatever. He did set the franchise record for strikeouts in a season, 257. So the Yankees, after splitting yesterday, now 99-62 on the season. In the first game, they did win 5-4. Kyle Higashioka, the game-tying home run, and then Harrison Bader, the go-ahead RBI single. Judge says he wants to play today, too. So we'll see what they do. Regular season finale at 4 o'clock in Arlington. Meantime, the Mets, they played two as well. I'll give you a highlight from each because it's the same guy doing the same thing. First in game one.
You know, it's a high fly, right center field, pretty deep. Robles is going back. He's near the wall. He looks up. It's gone. Home run, Brandon Nimmo. That ball was rocked in the right center field near the 380 sign out there.
So that was Wayne Randazzo game one. Wayne Randazzo, Brandon Nimmo in game two.
Nimmo drives one in the air. That's deep to right center. Thomas is back near the wall. That ball is gone. Home run. Brandon Nimmo has led off the ball game with his second home run of the doubleheader.
He was 6-for-8 on the day.
What a thrill for all 15 people here in City Field.
Like, if I woke up from a coma,
you would have thought pandemic.
I would have thought that they were 20 games under 500.
Sure.
And said this was just playing out the string. Yeah. That's what I would have thought.
Well, that 4 o'clock game was everything we kind of anticipated it would be. The weather stunk. It was a makeup game, and it was 40 to 49 degrees.
Yeah. And everybody thought the division was over, basically.
Yes. Well, absolutely. No doubt.
Now, really amazing that they actually got both games in.
These forecasts are just, it's unbelievable. We're sitting here, it's like 80, 75, 80, 80% chance of rain, and then all of a sudden it was like,
But it was blowing mist. I don't know how that counts.
Yeah.
It's not like it was a beautiful night. Anyhow, they win both games, but it doesn't amount to much. Here's Buck Showalter, 100 wins, not good enough.
Proud of the guys today in tough conditions. You know, battling through it. A lot of things had to happen. We knew it was a long shot, but you know, we get ready for for Friday.
And the long shot killed because in Miami.
2-2. In the air to right field. Ronald Acuna back. Ronald is under it. The Braves have won it again. For the fifth year in a row, the Braves are champions of the National League East. What a team.
And tough to see for some.
I believe the Mets are going to win the division. What do you want to do? Kill me. Hang me. Kill me.
That was Sal, who got tweeted at by Tyler Matzik from the Braves clubhouse after the game.
Yeah, as
he tweeted, Sal, now the NL East is over, Sal Licata.
Yep. Hang me. Kill me.
And like 20,000 likes that tweet, too.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
I know. So, Mets will play the Padres on Friday. Padres beat the Giants while the Phillies lost to the Astros. Phillies didn't get a hit till the ninth inning in that game. Friday, we'll start the wild card round. Cardinals will get Philadelphia. The American League wild card series will be Toronto hosting Seattle. Cleveland home for Tampa. Just quickly, the Steelers make it official, naming Kenny Pickett their starting quarterback. They are a big underdog, as we know, going into this week. Preseason, the Knicks did beat the Pistons 117-96. R.J. Barrett picking up where he left off, 21 points. Jalen Brunson, 16 in the loss. And G League hoops, and a wild one for the Ignite and the Metropolitans, 92.
Curling off the screen, driving baseline. Oh, you fat with a three. Yes, I just said that. That is that man's name. Don't tweet at me.
Wait a second. The guy's name is Ho You Fat?
Steve Ho You Fat is a 34-year-old forward from Cayenne Fringe, wherever.
Guyana.
And that is his real name.
Wow.
Curling off the screen, driving baseline. Ho You Fat with a three. Yes, yeah. I just said that. That is that man's name. Don't tweet at me.
Just funny, that's what we were calling Julius Randle all last year.
It's a very good point. Yeah, so that is his real name. How crazy, right?
I saw that on, I just was scrolling through Twitter, and I saw that on the back of a jersey, and someone
it's not a joke.
I was like, oh, it has to be one of those things like he hate me, like XFL or whatever.
Everything I've read is that's legit his name.
Man, oh man.
So, I don't know. Preseason hockey, the Islanders beat the Flyers in overtime 4-3. Matthew Barzal gets himself an 8-year deal, $73 million. And you got the Rangers hosting the Bruins tonight.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We know the deal now.
The Yankees will await their opponent in the ALDS. It's going to be the Rays or the Guardians. The Mets are going to play the San Diego Padres starting Friday at Citi Field. It is locked in as the Braves are the NL East champs again. So these stars that the Mets have, these high-paid stars, are going to get another opportunity to redeem themselves in this Padres wild card series. And we'll see if the Padres going all in at the deadline, you know, bringing in Juan Soto and Josh Bell and Brandon Drury, if that's going to pay off for them and they can move on to the NLDS, or the Mets, who were one of the best teams in baseball the entire year. Hopefully their season doesn't get cut short at home over the weekend. Let's get some of these calls in. Let's start with Alan in Tampa. What's going on, Alan?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, Alan. What do you got for us?
Listen, Gio, I want to try and talk you down a little bit here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start with a little history. In 1969, when the Mets came back to win the division against the Cubs and go on to win the World Series, they asked Leo DeRocher what happened to the Cubs. And Leo DeRocher's answer was, nothing happened to the Cubs. Something happened to the Mets. You have the same situation here with the Braves. The Braves had like three or four huge winning streaks, including one of 14. The Mets had one winning streak of seven games, and that was only one. They had others of five.
Listen,
and six.
Alan, you're not. I'm going to stop you. You're not wrong about anything that you're saying, but you had your opportunity.
They got swept at home by the Cubs.
Right, that too. But you also had your opportunity up a game down in Atlanta to just win one, to have the tiebreaker and essentially be up a game going into this last series with all your guys lined up. I mean, Marte wasn't there. We know he wasn't there, but still, with the high-priced pitchers right there, and you blew it. So that's really all we're going to remember.
Gio, okay, one thing. You're not angry about the Braves series. You're angry about the Cubs series.
I'm angry about them both.
About the Cubs series, because no team that loses three at home to a team like the Cubs deserves to win the division.
You're right. There you go. Bingo, Alan. There we go. That's the point I'm trying to make. And let's not forget the two out of three of the Nationals. And then there were other opportunities, too, like where you could have swept the Pirates and you lost the first game of that series. You know, when you had the Marlins for two, you could have taken both of those, but you lost the first game there. I mean, there's so many of those opportunities that you had, and you still had it all in front of you down in Atlanta and couldn't get it done. So, I mean, in 07 and 08, when they collapsed, they were done. They were out of the playoffs. That was it. They didn't have another opportunity. So that's why this is much different than that. And this team is much better than those teams as well. They still have an opportunity, but they should be waiting for the winner of the Cardinals and the Phillies, getting everything together, getting rested, getting Marte back. But instead, we're getting thrown into this wild card series that they never should have been in. You know I'm right. You know it. I'm not saying that they're not going to beat the Padres or go on a run, but they shouldn't be in this series.
Oh, boy.
Shouldn't be in
this
series. Good.
This is going to be exhausting. This whole week's going to be exhausting. I can't wait until Friday gets here.
Yeah, well, that's basically like every other week, right?
Oh, man.
Leonard on Long Island. What's going on, Leonard?
Yes, how you doing, gentlemen? Hey. I listen to you when I'm awake in the morning, and I'm awake today, and I caught you yesterday's conversation. But this conversation's about what you take away from your defeats more than what you get for your victories. The idea is that the Mets lost that series because the other team was better prepared for the situation with their pitchers and their hitters. And now the Mets have to play an extra series, maybe to warm up their players. But winning a batting title, will help them convince themselves that they can hit the ball and do what they got to do under pressure in the first series, so the second series isn't as much pressure as the third series will be. So it's actually building up your system to be prepared to defeat, to win. Don't forget, it's 3 out of 5 and 4 out of 5.
Wait, yeah, we got that, Leonard. I like it, man. Yeah, right. Leonard's got us going all the way to the World Series. Yeah.
Which is a possibility.
Yeah.
It still is.
Well, of course it is.
Al said something. He's absolutely right. The Mets need to, as in the warm-up show this morning, in order to get the juice back, DeGrom has to be great, and they have to convincingly beat the Padres on Friday night.
All right, so you remember how we talked about Zach Wilson going into the Pittsburgh game?
Yeah.
This is kind of how... I understand what you're saying, and I agree. I agree Mr. Opt-out needs to go out there and show why he's going to opt out. And this is the money. This is the money spot. This is the money spot for all of them.
Yeah, I mean, the fan base is down right now. They're upset with the way that it ended. But a dominant performance on Friday night will re-energize everybody.
Agreed. But they have to win me back. I am so disheartened now. Oh. They have to win me back.
Oh. I mean, I don't blame any at all. I mean, I bet you if you took a poll of every Met fan here, and there's a ton of them, they would all say the same thing.
I am not optimistic at all.
Oh, you effing spineless.
And the only way.
You guys are just.
They have to beat the Dodgers and then beat the Braves, and then it's good.
Yeah. Well, if they beat the Padres, I'm back in. Then I'll believe that they can beat the Dodgers.
No. Of course you'll be back in. Because if they don't win, then you're going to be like totally miserable next Monday.
So will you.
I will be too. But, you know, I'm not going into this thing miserable. I'm going into this thing in like a level of reality that we have an opportunity. That's what you get. That's after 162 games, that's all you can ask for is like, just give me a chance. I want a chance. And they have a chance.
Beat the Padres and show up against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Beat the Dodgers.
If you ended up, I don't know how I'd feel about it. I got to see how the games play out. But I said months ago when they were cruising, if they got to the NLCS and like went to game 7 against the Dodgers and lost and I felt like they maxed out, then I'd be okay with the season. Now I'm not so sure. Because, they should be in the championship series. Man, if it came down to Yankees, Astros, Mets, Braves.
What? Here's if they're able to beat the Padres, now what we will be discussing is how the pitching rotation now goes into the Dodgers series if we get to that point, and how by the fact that you had to go through the wild card, it impacted negatively the pitching rotation for the Dodgers series.
That's right.
Let's hope we're talking about that. But I'm just, you know, my thing is, I know you feel bad, and you came in Monday, you're screaming and yelling, you were still screaming yesterday, and you're still screaming today. And I want to say there's got to be a point where we could just kind of like flush it.
Friday morning.
You have to flush it. As an athlete, as a coach, you have to like learn from
whatever. Just won a division last night, officially, the Braves. They just celebrated last night.
Hang me! Kill me!
Well, you know what? I will hang you and kill you if you don't get your ass at work because your freaking internet sucks.
The end of the show today was maybe even funnier than the Eric and Ron Conkuma phone call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.